This Saturday, Beth Overmeyer is going to have a book discussion at the Amherst Public Library. She'll be talking about her book, Catherine Says, 365 Tweets of Condescension. And Beth is kind enough to join us right now on the hotline. Beth, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, and I was reading some snippets of this a little bit earlier and could not help but giggle at some of these. I want to know, where did this idea come from, this book, Catherine Says, 365 Tweets of Condescension?
Well, it was inspired by my love of Jane Austen. I read the book Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, and I watched the five-hour BBC version with Jennifer L. and Colin Firth, and I just fell in love with the characters, and especially Lady Catherine. Well, I was on Twitter, and I saw a bunch of people doing parody accounts, and I decided, hey, maybe I should do one for her, and that's where it came from.
See, that's fascinating to me. So when you put this book together, now when we have authors on, you know, they give different answers. Some will say, look, developing each individual character and introducing each individual character can always be a very difficult thing. But in this case, it sounds like the characters were already there.
Oh, yes, they were already there. This is kind of a fan fiction, if you will. Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes perfect sense. Now, I was going to ask about the inspiration, what came behind this, but you already kind of explained that. If you could, share some of the sample tweets that are in this also, and how long did something like this take to put together?
It took me 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so take us through the abbreviated step-by-step, 5 years. I mean, when people look at this from the outside, they think, okay, you put a book together, you write it, you come up with a story, you make some edits, then you publish it, but 5 years, holy cow.
I know. The idea came to me, and I actually had a Twitter account that I was doing this on every day, and I was getting a good response. So I finally just said to myself, you know, I should make this into a book. And I sat down a little each day and tried to come up with something funny. And, yeah, hopefully I succeeded with that, but make a few laughs.
Yes, you did. Okay, if I could read a couple of these. You threw some sample tweets at me in our email exchange at the end of last week.
Yeah.
So you put the 10th. There was a trend last, or I should say a trend in late January, the hashtag 10 things about myself.
Yes.
And you listed number three, Chuck Norris, once broke down my door with his pinky finger. I broke his head with my pinking shears. So, I mean, like, there's some really cool, innovative stuff that you put in there. And I thought that was hysterical. Where do you come up with this stuff?
I don't know, actually. Just out of thin air, I guess.
Okay, fair enough. No, because I think people think about the way social media has changed the game in a number of different ways, but social media really kind of helped you make this book come together, and it really kind of helped this thing evolve.
Yeah, without social media, there would be no book.
Well, how did you get your start in writing?
I started when I was little. You know, I was like 13. I would write novels, and my mom accidentally deleted one. And I guess what really started me wanting to write is Cheryl Ashton from the Amherst Public Library. She used to work there, and she had a teen group for writers, and she really encouraged me. She called me a young Shakespeare, and, yeah, she just really moved me to want to write.
Hold on. We got to rewind for a second. You said your mom accidentally deleted one of your novels?
Yeah, she did. It was an accident. I've forgiven her, but I was only 14. It wasn't that great anyway.
Well, have to ask, though. So what, you had this thing written on the hard drive and she was going through cleaning things out and just deleted it?
Well, she accidentally changed the file. She did something. I can't remember what exactly, but yeah, it was not recoverable.
Wow. Okay, well, you've since forgiven her, right? You said you were 14. Okay, all right. See, I always think back to my childhood, and I never wrote a book, but that was always one of my biggest fears, of putting things on a computer, or I think back then it was a word processor, but it was like, what if I lose the information? What if this gets, like, what if I put this really cool paper together, and then it just gets wiped away? But that nightmare became a reality for you.
Yes, it did, and now I've learned my lesson. Always back up your work in several places.
Yes, yes, without question. Again, we're talking with Beth Overmeyer. She has a book out, Catherine Says, 365 Tweets of Condescension. On Saturday, she'll have a book discussion at the Amherst Public Library. I promise we're coming around to that. But you have another book coming out in the fall. It's been written. It's in the editing process right now. It's called Circus in a Shot Glass. Two thumbs up for the name. I think that's hilarious. I think that's catchy. What's this all about?
It's about an alcoholic amnesiac who tries to get her life back together. It's women's fiction meets romance, so yeah.
So how did that one come together? Where did that idea come from?
The idea originally came from a what if. I passed an antique store, and I was like, oh, this antique store is always open, but no one's ever there. Why? Is something, like, fishy going on? So that just kind of jump-started that, and then I found the character's name online, just Scotch, and I was like, ooh, I like that as a name, but what's the character like? And I just, you know, developed it from there.
Wow. Okay. Pretty impressive. Well, I love the name. The name is fantastic. Circus in a Shot Glass. We'll be looking for that coming in the fall. We mentioned May 12th. You will have a book discussion at the Amherst Public Library. What's going on this Saturday?
Well, this Saturday, there will be refreshments. There will be books to purchase. I might do a short reading from my older book, In a Pickle, which is middle grade. And yeah, I'll just be there to sign and to chat with people.
Very cool stuff. For our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get a copy of Catherine Says, 365 Tweets of Condescension, where is your book available?
It's available from Amazon.com, and it should be on Barnes & Noble as well, their website.
Awesome. Very cool stuff. Well, Beth, thank you so much for spending some time with us here and telling us about the discussion and about the book, and we certainly look forward to Circus in a Shot Glass coming out this fall as well.
Thank you so much.